Extractions and Their Problems, Part 2. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well. I am Marie Swaru. This is the second part of Extractions and Their Problems. I'd advise you to see the first part before this one, if you haven't already. But, as my text for the video is extremely long, I must divide it into two videos, parts 2 and 3 of Extractions and Their Problems, and part 3 will be a direct continuation of this one. I strongly advise watching at least part 3 after this one as it is not complete. I cannot make it into one single video because it is too much to handle, because of the technical difficulties. Thank you. From the perspective of a stellar person, one of the biggest issues with extracting someone from Earth is that you help perpetuate the idea that humans are helpless victims, and that the person is incapable of dealing with their problems. The soul having a human experience usually falls into a victim feeling while living on Earth, feeling trapped in its problems, not being able to see their resolution. Many times, the subjects may fall as far as having suicidal ideas or committing them. One of the biggest differences between being a stellar person of whatever race, or a human is that the stellar almost always clearly remembers their past lives and the space between them. The understanding of reincarnations, of prenatal life plans and purposes is much greater than on Earth, where they are little more than theories belonging to disciplines such as philosophy and metaphysics, while they are simple well-understood facts of life for just about all non-human stellar races, the ones that look human or not. From here we are quite conscious about the reasons why many people incarnated on Earth, or have chosen to live there, entering any other way, and it is to learn from the challenges you face while living there. Positive change and progress come from being subjected to a great deal of stress. Without it, many people or souls tend to stagnate, falling into their comfort zone, where they stay and rarely come out from on their own. And this is especially valid in the case of people who live on Earth, generalizing of course. There is a point where stress becomes pure suffering, but it is when someone is at that breaking point that real change and progress are made, yet this is where an ethical limit must also be set, but that is a subject for another video. As a non-human stellar person, it is from that point of view that I say that souls know to a great extent how their lives will be on Earth, and they choose them willingly because of the learning and soul expansion experience it will give them, and they chose their next incarnation on Earth from the much more expanded and timeless point of view of the space between lives. They know that they will face hardship and many challenges, and they also know why they will face them, and the learning experience that will also result from them. Removing a person, a soul, from Earth in an extraction is to hinder and interfere with that soul's life plan. It is also true that within that soul's life plan an extraction is included as part of their life plan, but this angle is often used as an excuse to justify an extraction, or to argue against my point above, about a soul wanting and needing that experience on Earth. Although it is impossible to know for sure, a cooling off period of time that may take many years is necessary for both the stellar race who will be extracting and the person to be extracted, to find out as much as possible if the extraction is in their life plan or not. It is known that if a soul is extracted against their life plan, the only thing that will happen is that in their next incarnation, they will go back to having another experience on Earth, only this time even more difficult than the last one. Similarly, people who commit suicide also tend to go back to repeat their last incarnation, with the same conditions and people, but harder. From the point of view of souls with their higher perspectives, and the understanding of most stellar races, Earth is considered a school for souls to learn how to control energy and matter, to control and use emotions, and to learn how to manifest the realities that they want and that is most convenient for them, and extracting someone prevents them from having that desired learning experience. Before someone who is having an experience on Earth is extracted, that person must ask themselves if they are running away from something, what it is and why. Extractions are not to save people from their apparent unjust lives full of suffering, except in a few cases where that is clearly required. Having a difficult experience in life on Earth is not enough to justify an extraction, as doing so interferes with the person's life plan, causing him or her to fall into reincarnation vicious circles that cause them to constantly go back to Earth until their learning plan is fulfilled. People to be extracted must exit Earth having a victorious attitude and feeling towards their time on Earth, where they feel that they have vanquished Earth's matrix, happy and satisfied with their learning experience, and wanting something different next. The issue of extractions is already quite complex in itself, due to the immense number of factors that must be considered. From how it will affect the crew of the extracting starship, if there are enough necessary resources, such as food, for example, to be able to give that person's needs, then there is all the protocol and rules to comply with the Federation. Also, how the extraction will affect the development and character of the extracted person, the particular and unique conditions it has, their history, their psycho-emotional situation, their family and attachments, their responsibilities, their emotional stability, their ideas or ideologies, their needs and preferences. Even how much space will be occupied by the things that you want to upload to the ship, it must be made sure that none of these things brings any problems or interference of any kind, and so on. For example, one of the strongest and most inflexible rules the Federation imposes on any person to be extracted is that once out they cannot go back to Earth, they are out for good, and with no possibility of return. This makes being extracted almost as if they had died, because their incarnation on Earth is over with no possibility of return, and everything that defined them, and their context is left behind. The person must adapt to a new place with new rules and social norms, and this alone is akin to a new incarnation. This will continue in part 3, as if it were a single video. Thanks for watching my video, like and subscribe for more, I really appreciate it. And I hope to see you here next time for part 3. Be very well and take care. With love, your friend, Marie Soirou.